Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we relish scenes from a mountain jungle as portrayed in Sangam literary work Natrinai 192, penned by an anonymous poet. Set in the mountain country of Kurunji, the verse speaks in the voice of a man to a lady as she refuses to accept a tryst with him at night, fearing for his safety. குருதி வேட்கை உருகழு வயமான் வலிமிகு முன்பின் மழக்களிறு பார்க்கும் மரம்பயில் சோலை மலிய பூளியர் உருவத்துருவின் நாள் மேயல் ஆறும் மாறி என்கின் மலைச்சுர நீல் இடை நீ நயந்து வருதல் எவன் என பல புலந்து அழுதனை உறையும் அம்மா அறிவை பயம் கெழு பலவின் கொல்லிக் குடவரை பூதம் புணர்த்த புதிது இயல் பாவை விரிக்கதிர் இளவையில் தோன்றி அன்ன நின் ஆய்நலம் உள்ளி வரின் எமக்கு ஏமம் ஆகும் மலைமுதல் ஆரே. Opening with Kurudi Vetkai or Blood Thirst, the poem starts high on intensity. The one with blood thirst turns out to be Vayaman or a fierce tiger. Shortly thereafter, the tiger's arch enemy, a young male elephant, appears in Malakkaliru. In addition to these giants appear other animals like Turu or goat and Engu or bear. There's a reference to Palavu or jackfruit from the Kolli Hills region that's renowned even today for its exquisite taste and flavor. A mention of Ila Veil casts the rays of a gentle sunshine on this verse. And finally, the word Aimam brings forth a feeling of security. Now time to turn from mere glimpses to the full picture. The man and woman have been in a love relationship, and the man has been trysting with the lady by night. The lady starts to worry about the dangers in his path during the night. One night, when he comes to visit her, the lady refuses to allow the nightly tryst and speaks of her fears. The man replies to her saying, "A fear-evoking, bloodthirsty, fearsome tiger awaits to attack with force a young and strong male elephant in the tree-filled orchard. In this orchard, during the day, white goats belonging to the Pooliyar herdsmen graze. You ask me why I come walking with desire on this winding path through the mountain forest where roams a black bear. Thinking of all this, you worry and cry, my beautiful young girl." In the western range of the Kolli Mountains, filled with jackfruit trees, the godly spirits have carved a new statue of a lady which glows with the diverging rays of a gentle sunshine. Your beautiful form, akin to that statue, appears in my mind and serves as my guard as I walk on this mountain path. With these words, the man assures the lady that during the dangerous night, he walks in her memory, which fills him with a sense of safety, and thereby pleads to her to worry not and to allow the joy of her company. Let's explore the nuances hidden in this mountain verse. Speaking in the words of the lady, the man first summons forth the image of a tiger waiting to attack an elephant in the orchard where goats graze by during the day and at night a bear forages for food. The man relates the lady's fear as she worries for the man's safety, citing such dread-evoking elements in the mountain jungle. In reply, the man says that he walks not alone, but there's an image in the form of the Kolli goddess, a statue carved by spirits with such beauty that it spreads the warmth of a kind sunshine even in the dead of the night. And this image, he elaborates, is the memory of the lady's glowing form. The man says that the radiant Kolli goddess and the lady are one and the same, and as he walks that dangerous path, this image in his mind transforms as his defense against all the dangers in the jungle. In that initial scene of describing the animals roaming in the jungle, the lady's words hide a vivid metaphor. The tiger intent on a hunt pertains to the man yearning for the lady's company, who is portrayed as the young elephant here. The reference to grazing goats hints at the lady's playmates who accompany her all through the day, and most importantly, the bear that roams at night points to the lady's mother, who is about to mount a guard for the lady owing to her rising suspicions. When I realized that the man is subtly referring to his future mother-in-law as a bear, I burst out laughing. Hope she gives him a bear hug and welcomes him into the family soon. Joking apart, the lady thus weaves not only the obvious wild dangers in the man's path, but through that natural imagery also the domestic dangers that she faces in her home. Dispelling all such fears, the man declares with a delicious imagery that he walks in the light of the lady's image in his mind, and this lays to death the darkness of every obstacle in his path. The verse conjures before me the concept of Patronus in Harry Potter series, wherein the deadly dementors are defeated by a light-filled image woven by the mind. Like the man in the verse wishing you to, one such radiant image that fills you with faith and strength, even in the darkest hour. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app and do visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.